With us now is our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
Well, good morning. These are exciting days, David. And in David Gustina's absence, we've had this incredible number of people who have done this shift in the morning, and you're just the latest. How does it feel to get up this early?
It feels very odd indeed. I'm not an early morning person. In the news, we have a couple of interesting things happening. We have the Rensselaer County DA, Joel Abelov, who has been ordered to turn over his investigation into the recent shooting of a motorist on the Collar City Bridge by a Troy police officer to Eric Schneiderman, as per Governor Cuomo's executive order.
Well, you know, this concept of young black men who get shot by police officers is of such importance in our multifaceted, heterogeneous population that we are now at a point where we say more supervision is needed of these investigations, and we're going to give that to the state attorney general. And not a bad idea, I'll tell you that right now, because we do know that levels of government matter. Take, for example, the prosecution of Joe Bruno, the prosecution of Sheldon Silver, the prosecution of Dean Skelos. In each of those cases, they were federal prosecutions. And so you scratch your head and you ask yourself, David, you say, okay, so how come those prosecutions weren't brought by local officials? The answer is everybody is attached to everybody else. And that's why the separation, why the federal investigations are important, and why the investigation by the state attorney general of these killings of black folks are important. Now, it may turn out that the officer was perfectly justified. On the other hand, it may turn out that there was something else going on.
Speaking of attachment, Republican presidential hopeful Ted Cruz has attached himself to Carly Fiorina, selecting her as his vice president in what some are calling a last-ditch attempt to derail the Trump presidential campaign.
Well, Donald Trump, made it clear that this was an act of desperation. He said that they had no path to getting the nomination, and that is true. Except if they can keep the convention open and then somehow convince everybody that Cruz is the guy who they should give the mantle to. I think this whole thing by Cruz to do anything he can to keep the convention, the Republican convention open, has one fallacious problem, and that is that he is not going to be the guy they pick. In other words, they're going to pick somebody who's going to win, or they think can win, a guy like Paul Ryan or somebody who's more centrist. So all of this action on his part, including the nomination of Carly Fiorina, is a great example of maybe a misguided effort on his part, or misguided thinking that he's going to be the one.
And despite losing the latest round of primaries to Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders says he'll press on. Some have suggested he might want to run an independent candidate, and I know you've followed his exploits for a long time. What's your take on Bernie and what's going to happen next?
I think there's always the possibility he could run some kind of a third-party operation. I doubt very much we'll see anything like that. However, the very fact that he could gives him additional clout when he tries to affect the way in which the Democrats write their policy positions and write their platform in the convention. So he's going to come in here. Look, this is a guy who really does believe that this country needs some real fundamental changes, that the rich are getting richer, that the middle class and the poor are getting poorer, or at least staying set. And he wants to change that. And, you know, when history is written, the question is, will he have been perceived as being effective in that? It doesn't mean he has to be the candidate, but it sure means he can have something to say about the way things are going to be.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David.